Factor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody, back to the show. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Going to see Logan this week, and looking forward to that. We're going to, for one thing, be stopping in Vegas for a day or two, seeing some shows and looking forward to getting together. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The hour is brought to you by our new book, which is the Organic Lawn Care book, and just came out from University of Texas Press. Check it out, especially if you've got any interest in saving about 40 to 50% on your water bill and having an organic lawn care situation. Also, we've got a lot of other things that you can get involved in that will help you with information about this natural organic approach. The newsletter that we have is free. All you have to do is fill out the form on dirtdoctor.com. And dirtdoctor.com is a very significant source of information for you. But fill out the form and you'll get the weekly newsletter. It's free with about 110,000 other people. And we're delighted to have you on board there. You can also just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. We just need to get the address to send it to you. That's all. Facebook, we've got quite a bit of interesting activity there. We're also doing Instagram now, and we'll be doing more and more of that, especially with the new website that is, believe it or not, right around the corner. We have a members-only area. It's the Organic Club of America on dirtdoctor.com, and that includes benefits like seminars, answers on a priority basis from yours truly, special offers on things like seed from my garden when available, and a lot of other stuff as well, a lot of videos that we haven't completely released to the public yet. That's where they go first. Texas Organic Research Center is currently in the website. It will be separated with the new situation, but that's where you find all the research data about the positive and the negative sides of the things that we talk about, and a lot of other stuff. And it's all for you there on dirtdoctor.com. Let's see. I didn't tell, it's the third hour, I finally got around talking about my tea. My tea's pretty good this morning. It's hibiscus, lemon mint, thyme, chocolate peppermint, and ginger. It's a good one. And by the way, those of you that are just tuning in, the newsletter has been going on for several years, and they're all on the website on dirtdoctor.com. They're in the archives there, so you can look up the subject that you might be interested in. We'll sometimes do updates of them as we learn new information, but you can see all of them going back to the very beginning. I think the first one we ever did, and it stirred up a lot of controversy. It was kind of interesting. There was new data on temperatures across the country that came from the USDA and the Audubon Society or whoever it was that comes up with the maps for where the hardiness zones are. And the hardiness zone moved, and I believe it to be true, it moved about 200 miles north. We used to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, for example, in zone 7, and it moved from down below the Dallas-Fort Worth area to up near the Red River, and we were right smack in the middle of zone 8, and we've seen that. And with the organic program, you've gained some buffer as far as cold hardiness goes as well. So just another one of the advantages of the organic program. Well, let's get to the phones. Let's see who's first up. Judy in, is it Barnville?
Burneyville, yeah.
Burneyville, okay.
Good morning.
Sort of spelled that way, it looks like. What's going on?
Well, I just put a big bunch of chocolate mint in my tea, too. So
oh, good. It's really nice, isn't it?
I have some worms in a well, tree that I planted probably 20 years ago, I've already lost two while I was gone for a year, to these worms. And they're in a little, about an inch long cone made of, it looks like, little tiny pieces of the tree itself. I used to pick them by hand, but they've gotten ahead of me this year. I didn't know I was going to have them again.
Well, that's bagworms, Judy, and it's a, yeah, it's a classic insect. It almost always is a strong indicator of stress in the plant. Not always, but very often it is. It's prevented by putting out trichogramma of wasps early in the season.
Yeah, I didn't get out soon enough this year.
Once they're there and hanging, there's nothing you can do but physically pull them off and crush them and throw them in the compost pile.
Oh, I did that. It's nasty. Okay, well.
You can still kill them next year if you see them running around. When they're little bitty, the larvae will be crawling around on the leaves with a little piece of the bag on their back.
Okay.
And it looks like a little teepee being dragged around on the leaves. And that's when they're feeding. And when they're feeding, you can kill them with spinosad products, and you can also kill them with the BT products and things like that. But once they have attached to the plant and they're hanging down, the most toxic chemical on earth won't affect them.
All right. Well, I'll go pull.
Okay. And also, also scratch your head and say, why is my plant in stress?
They've been in for like 18 years, and I've never checked to see if they're too deep in the ground or anything. I bet when I planted them, I didn't know that long time ago.
That's likely the culprit, so check that out. Get the soil off the base if that's the case. If there's too much water or too little water, that can also lead to the stress it brings on the bagworms. So
let me ask you one more question on that subject. If I pull the dirt away, will it hurt to plant like the perdu under trees like that? I've never done that before.
Well, it's not the best thing to do, because what you end up doing is trying to water to keep the perennial or the ground cover alive, and you end up watering a little too much. Plus, it's very dense shade under cedar trees, so it's difficult to grow anything under there. You can try it. Be careful about overwatering, and if they don't succeed, don't be surprised because of the dense shade.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Dallas and talk to Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Howard. I've got a new red oak tree that I just got a few weeks ago, and it's still in the planter box. I went out of town and forgot to have my husband water it. When we came back, it's brown now.
That's not a good color.
I know. So I've been using the Garrett juice to water with, hoping that it would perk back up. It doesn't feel brittle. It feels like it may still, it bends. So I think it may be alive, but I didn't know if I could save it. And if I can, what should I expect? I mean, I'm thinking the leaves might fall off, but would I get new leaves if it recovers this year? Or?
Well, if you try to pull the leaves off right now, are they sticky? Stuck to the tree still pretty good.
They are.
All right, that's not a good sign. What you need to do in this case, this is a rare case where I would recommend something like this, but what you need to do is strip those leaves completely off. Just take them and rip them off with your hand pretty dramatically. We want to kind of shock the tree a little bit here in doing that and being pretty dramatic about rubbing down the twigs. And then drench the Garrett juice like you've already done, and don't keep it sopping wet, but don't let it get dried out again, and see if the new buds will push out some new leaves.
Okay.
There's not this isn't real high probability, but you may be able to force it to come back out.
Okay, so it probably is a 50-50 whether it's going to make it or not.
Yeah, it may not be that good. You also, since you have Garrett juice, go ahead and spray the entire trunk and the twigs and the whole deal, not just the roots.
Okay. And how long do you think it would be before I would see any?
Well, it should have already. That's what I'm worried about. It should have already started pushing out some new growth if it's alive. How long has the plant had brown leaves on it now?
Well, I just got back last Sunday, and it's been like that I've noticed for a week, because I was gone, and I just dropped the ball on having my husband water.
That's not good. Give it a try, but you may be in the business, in the market for buying a new tree.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, thank you. That's all right. Thanks so much.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, if trees are stressed and still alive, they'll tend to drop the leaves. They'll tend to kick them off. It's kind of a natural way of the tree helping to survive. It'll kick off some of the foliage if it's not being able to pull up enough moisture. And with moisture, it'll start growing new growth pretty quickly. So that wasn't a good sign. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, number's 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor. Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and dirtdoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I was just looking at Facebook. Somebody commented on there that the best thing they ever did was take my advice on getting goats in relation to poison ivy control. There are apparently some species, some varieties, some kinds of goats that will eat the poison ivy and help you control it extremely well, and others won't so much. So I think you can find some good information on the internet about that. I don't know if we've got details about that on our website or not. It's probably something that I need to get. Any of you out there that have some personal experience with that and the kinds of goats that you have used for that, let me know. I do know that there are people in the business of renting out their goats, and they tether them in areas and do weed control in general, not just poison ivy, but weed control in general in some cities around the country. We've tried to get that going on some of the golf courses and all, and they've kind of run into some problems with the city in getting the okay to do it. It's kind of strange. So that's something we'll look into a little bit more and keep trying to push, because I think it's a great way to control a lot of the invasive species that are getting started, like privets and various kinds of wild vines and things like that, that the goats will help you take out and be good nourishment for them anyway. Back to the phones. Here's Flora in Cleburne, Texas. Hi, Flora.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm great. And how about you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. I have two quick questions.
Okay.
One is, I'm looking for a good schedule for when to start my seeds inside in the winter and when to plant my fall and winter garden. I need dates. And is there a good source for that?
We have pretty good information on the website on dirtdoctor.com in the library. You can go to fall planting dates, and we've got some good information there. My books cover the vegetable gardening book is probably, I guess, what I'd recommend to you the strongest that Malcolm Beck and I wrote, Texas Vegetable Gardening, Organic, Texas Vegetable Gardening, or whatever the name of it is. It's a bad name. I know that because we cover fruit in it and also edible landscaping as well as vegetable. It's the Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening book, I think, is the actual name of it. So between the website and that book, also my big book, which is called Texas Gardening the Natural Way, it's got some really good information for you, charts and things that that help with that as well. the answer, really the best answer for you is it depends on what you're trying to grow. And different things require getting started at different times. And there's a lot of good information from the seed companies, both in their catalogs and then when you buy the seed, about what's a good timing and all that, and whether they need warm conditions for germination or cool conditions for germination. And all plants have a little bit different requirement. The organic approach, using good healthy organic potting soil rather than peat moss and bark and the things that other people recommend, gives you a lot more flexibility, a lot more leeway to be successful, get the germination done and all. That really good light is an extremely important part of it. So while you're doing your research about what seed to plant and when and all that, also look into what kind of lighting system you're going to have, whether you're going to get trays or shelves, and the stronger light, the better is basically the key there. And get started with that basic information and you can have great success.
Okay, thank you. I have one more question.
Okay.
Our grapes this year we have the biggest abundant harvest of grapes coming, but on the leaves, some of the leaves are folding up in half, and I look in there and there's little worms, maybe half inch or three quarters of an inch long.
Mm-hmm.
And something in there is eating parts of the leaves.
Well, that's called a grape leaf roller. And it is a caterpillar, a lepidopterous insect. In other words, it grows up to be a moth. And you can kill those guys with spinosad products, or some people call it spinosad. And you can also kill them once they're eating like that with BT products, Bacillus thuringiensis. And that's a different BT than we recommend for mosquito control. The mosquito control BT is BTI. And the I stands for israelensis. So it's regular Dipel or Thuricide that you'd use on those caterpillars that are actually feeding on the leaves. Next year, and I recommend this to everybody, make sure that in your notes you put that as soon as the foliage starts to emerge, you put out trichogramma wasps. And if you put them out a couple of times, spread over a week or two, it will work even better, and you'll never see those caterpillars because they'll never be born.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good to know. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Oh, same to you. Thank you for calling. And that kind of information is also pictures of it and natural controls and organic controls and all that is also in our book, The Texas Bug Book. We have several books that have the word Texas in them, but we realized later on, after it's too late, that they're pretty much valuable for people across the country, especially the insect and the disease information and how you plant a plant properly and how you do organic fertility and foliar feeding and all that. It's the same no matter where you are. The only things that vary much at all are timing and, of course, specific plants. You can't plant tropical plants in Maine, that sort of thing. Deborah in Fort Worth is next up. Hi, Deborah.
Yes, Howard. How are you today?
Doing well, thanks.
I spray the concentrated orange oil often and I get it on my skin.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today. Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. But did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body. And elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. I was talking to Deborah off the air because she had held a long time, and my timing was so great there. And she had a good tip, and the tip was she's been bothered by mosquitoes a whole lot, and she was asking me if straight orange oil would be bad for your skin because she had dabbed a little on her skin and the mosquitoes didn't bother her at all, which is a great tip. I told her it might be best to dilute it down. And how weak you could make it, and it still that tip still work, I don't know. But diluting it 50-50 with water, I think it would still be plenty strong. My wife will tell her to try this right away, and if it works, that's a big deal because they just track her down and attack her. And a lot of people are like that. Deborah said she was kind of the same way. But since she was using the little bit of orange oil on her arms, on her skin, that they were completely staying away from her. So y'all might give that a shot and see what you think as well. Let's see what Gwendolyn has for us in Arlington, Texas. Hey, Gwendolyn.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing
Thank
well.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Howard, I have spider mites, and I feel so bad because last year I planted tomatoes on a patio, and I got spider mites and didn't recognize it until they had just killed the plant, you know, killed the tomato plants. And now I have a garden. I have, a place that I have that's, and it's compost and everything, and I don't recognize anything until the plant's almost laying over.
Well, spider mites are a very definite indicator insect, and or not an insect, but a mite.
Uh-huh.
And what they're indicating, what they're telling you, is that the plant is specifically in stress because the water system is not working properly. It's not being able to pull up water in the right way and at the right volume. And that can be related to the chemistry of the soil being off, the the physics of the soil being off, how you're watering being off. You can control spider mites with seaweed. Liquid seaweed is good for them, and there's research going back to Dr. T.L. Sen's work at Clemson that talks about specifically how it's working and why it's working and all that. But the main thing is that it will work, but if you don't solve the problem of the plant being happy about life, they will come back again. So what we do is we back up and say, okay, how was the bed preparation done? Do we have enough available calcium in the soil? Do we have trace minerals available? And you get that by using the basic program that we recommend. What was your bed preparation that you used?
Well, my yard man brought it over to me. And I know that he used manure and compost because I could smell it. And it was very, you could pick it up and it just went through your hands. It was just beautiful soil.
Looked good. Okay.
It looked good. And everything is growing. I mean, growing more than I even thought.
Okay.
And even I have that in my little flower beds because I'm starting my flowers from bulbs and little miniature roses, and they are blooming, and everything is beautiful.
Okay.
Except my tomatoes.
The spider.
And I'm just so afraid.
Well, a lot of people also get confused about spider mites versus early blight. If the bottom leaves are what's turning yellow and it's moving up, that's more the disease than spider mites. Spider mites might be there as a secondary thing, but it's primarily the disease called early blight. What I would recommend that you do is ask him, and he may have used some good manure and good soil and everything, but make sure that in that bed preparation he also used green sand and lava sand and a little bit of cornmeal and molasses. And you can still go back and add these things now, and it'll help you on down the road. But anytime you're planting something new, make sure they went in along with the compost and manures and other things.
Okay. Green sand, lava sand, okay.
And dry molasses and cornmeal. Those are the ingredients in my basic bed preparation recommendations. And they're on dirtdoctor.com on the homepage right under guides if you want to look this stuff up later.
But I will.
The other thing is with tomatoes and with these kind of issues, sometimes sulfur and magnesium are not readily available. Well, you know what? We'll make that available to the plant just right now is Epsom salts.
Okay.
And you can mix it in a tablespoon of Epsom salts from the grocery store, right in a gallon of water, and drench it right into the soil. You can also mix it into the Garrett juice and spray it. And then that's the last thing I'd recommend to you is that you understand what Garrett juice is and either make your own or get one of the commercial versions of it and spray the foliage. It has seaweed. It has the magical seaweed in the mixture. And so you spray the foliage, you spray the stems, you spray the ground, you drench the root zone, and all of a sudden you don't have as much pressure because there's no stress on the plant. And those mites and the early blight and the other things don't come around. Now, one other tip, this may be too much for you at one time, but just so you
okay.
hear it all, if you add a little hydrogen peroxide to the Garrett juice spray and just put a small bottle of 3% hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store into the, per gallon of spray and spray it. One, it'll kill the mites, and two, it will help with the disease control that you probably have going on as well.
Okay. How much hydrogen peroxide
Those bottles at the grocery store come either 16 or 32 ounces. You can put a 16-ounce bottle of hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store into a gallon of spray. It's that simple a deal, and spray, and it's really remarkable what it'll do.
I hate to ask on the air, but could you tell me what time you're on and what days?
Well, the show here is just on Sunday. We're on 8 to 11 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you know, on 660 The Answer. But we're on in 200 markets across the country. And you can listen, anybody can listen to us streamed live online on dirtdoctor.com. And all the hours of my show are set into podcasts and are on the website, so you can go back and listen to any of the things I've done in the past. You know, along with the things that I said that were mistakes and my mess-ups along with them. They're there for everybody to hear.
I'm so grateful to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Talk to you
Bye-bye.
Later. Let's go to, and one other thing, I'm on the radio with Bob Webster, my friend in San Antonio, who does a similar show on KTSA. I do a 30-minute gig with him every Saturday morning, and you can hear us on KTSA.com if you're not in San Antonio. Let me see who is next. James, I believe, in Flower Mound. Hi, James.
Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks.
Hey, I've been pretty much organic since I first heard you talk to me on the radio about the dangers of Durzvan.
Yeah, that's been a while, yeah.
About 20 years ago when my daughter was a year old.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, my turf grass, I got Bermuda and I got Sinagosine invading from my neighbor, which is okay as long as it's green.
Sure.
But I've got weeds throughout the yard, and I've been trying to use, you know, the organic program to keep them under control, but having trouble doing so.
All right, there's a product that you need to try, James. It's a commercial product, and it is the only selective organic herbicide on the market. It's called AgriLawn Crabgrass Control or Crabgrass Killer. And it used to be, and you might find it still in the stores under this name, it used to be called Garden Weasel Crabgrass Control. And it is a mixture, believe it or not, of potassium bicarbonate, which is like baking soda, but potassium instead of sodium, and cinnamon. And it will, you can wet the area, the whole lawn, dust this stuff out, and it kills the weeds without hurting the grass. The only negative about it is, one, it's a little bit pricey. We need to get some other people giving them some competition, I guess. But, and the other thing is, in the containers it comes in, the holes in the top of the container are too big, and it goes out too clumpy, too, you know, not fine enough. And so the way to put it out is to buy one of the devices that blows out a fine, you know, cloud of dust. There's a device called the Dustin Miser that's great. It's got a hand crank on it, and it blows out. It's probably the best one on the market because it'll do a big area in a hurry. It's called the Dustin, D-U-S-T-I-N, Dustin Miser. But also you can use a turkey baster. You can use anything that puffs out a big cloud, you know, rather than putting out, you know, clumps of the powder. And that way it coats the leaves better, and it's much more effective in killing the weeds. And you save product. You know, it's more cost-effective.
Well, I'll definitely give that a try. And I try to put the corn gluten meal down in the fall and, you know, like in February to help keep the weeds under control. But I kind of missed the window this year for that.
Yeah, it's tricky, especially in the fall, because the weeds will germinate starting in the late summer and kind of off and on. So for corn, it's not corn. Well, corn gluten meal is a natural pre-emergent, but it has to be out before that weed seed germinates. And the people that have the most success with it put it out two or three or four times, and that ends up being too much fertilizer, in my opinion, because it's a powerful organic fertilizer.
Because I definitely want to keep the, you know, I want the turf grass to look green and keep the weeds at bay. So I will give that a try. But One last question is, I've noticed on all our plants, we have a couple of gardens with, you know, flowers and different things. I see a lot of little flies that look, they look green. Are they bad flies or good flies?
That's a very good fly. It's called the long-legged fly. If you notice, when they're sitting on a leaf, they have real long legs. Well, that's where the name came from. And they're little blue or green iridescent flies. They,
correct.
They are good guys. They eat pests.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
They are extremely beneficial in the garden. It's one of the small insects that you can easily kill if you're spraying, you know, some kind of toxic material.
Yeah, I just sprayed neem on some of my flowers because they had like a sunflower had this white powdery stuff on it.
Well, the hydrogen peroxide in with your Garrett juice is an even better way to go there because sometimes the neem products lose their power in the shelves in the stores. James, I'm going to have to run. Hope that helped
you. It does. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Talk to you later. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Hydration. As sunny days get longer, it's easier for your heart to pump blood through the vessels when you're properly hydrated. Plus, athletic performance can last up to 33% longer. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration, recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. DrinkCrazyWater.com for a store in your area.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, And it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and see who's next up here. I believe Margaret is in Centerville. Hello, Margaret.
Hello.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I have some silverleaf maple trees that look very healthy, beautiful trees, but I'm wondering if when some of the bark is black, has black areas, is that an indication of a problem?
Well, if it's a dark gray or a black and it's kind of back behind the bark a little bit.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just spots that, like the normal bark is gray, but then there are areas, you know, some pretty good size that are black.
Of the bark itself, the dead bark tissue.
On the bark itself.
Okay, that's not a problem at all. If it was where there's not any bark and it's back into the wood and it's black or dark gray, that's a sign of a disease that's kind of the final step of taking a tree out, but that doesn't sound
okay.
Hypoxia
no,
canker
they're
is what that is.
They're not going out. They yeah. look very healthy.
No.
It's just really, really black.
No, that's not anything to worry about. That's just a cosmetic situation.
Okay. That's what I needed to
Nothing
know.
To worry about there.
Thank you.
Okay. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
The call. And if you have something like that and you want to make sure, or surer, I guess, take a photograph with your phone or camera and send it to us to info@dirtdoctor.com. And whenever you send me a picture of a plant that's in trouble, be sure to take pictures of all parts of the plant, overall shot, close-up of the leaves, close-up of any specific insect or disease-looking thing or whatever, and always a shot of the base of the plant. Need to see if you need to do the base work, which 99% of the people do, although it's getting better and better all the time now. Harold's next up in Grand Prairie. Hey, Harold.
Hey, Howard. This Wednesday, they sprayed a product called Battleship on our dog park. We have a real nice dog park in Grand Prairie. Gosh, it's about maybe 5 acres. It's big. And I consider all herbicides nothing but Agent Orange. I'm sorry. I don't think there's any such thing as a safe herbicide. They wouldn't allow dogs or people on the park for like 2 days. What do you know about this product?
Well, I pulled it up. I saw your question coming up, and I pulled it up, and it's toxic as it can be, just like you assumed. It's interesting because the city of Dallas, the dog park over at White Rock Lake, the people over there have gotten up in arms about them spraying Roundup over there. And the blue dye they're using in it, they found out, is toxic also. And so we're actually making a move toward getting some organic stuff maybe being done over there around that lake. This product, Battleship, is a mixture of MSDS. The PAN website says that it's a mixture of three herbicides, MCPA, Clopyr and clopyrrolid, which I know something about. Clopyrrolid is one of those recalcitrant herbicides like picloram that will last even through a composting operation and still kill things. So what they're using is a totally nasty product that shouldn't be being used. I don't know what you can do about it. It's already, you know, done. So But Battleship is not an organic product by any means.
Well, what I'm going to do is contact the Park Board in the city of Grand Prairie, and I'd like to work with the Texas Organic Club to convince the city of Grand Prairie the cost effectiveness of going all organic versus with these. I'm sorry, I'm both of us from the Vietnam era. This stuff is nothing but Agent Orange. And
well, it's not the same as Agent Orange, but it has some of the same kind of results, I guess, in some ways. Tell them that, you know, we're available for help with this, but also that the city of Dallas is looking into it, and that there's a group, an organized group over at White Rock Lake that's trying to get it changed to use an organic program.
If I join the Texas Organic Club, would I be able to link in with that, with the folks over in Dallas? Do you have any, do you work with those guys any? Because I'd like to follow.
Well, I personally went to their meeting the other day. They don't have anything. I guess you're talking about the Organic Club of America, our membership area of the website?
Yes.
Well, we're not directly involved through that organization with them, but I'm personally going to be going to the meetings and helping them in any way I can. And so they would be happy to talk to you, and I would be too, or to any of the city people that would be open-minded enough to consider a different way to go.
Okay, with budget time coming up, just to show city governments how they can reduce. I noticed the cost of that Battleship was like $160-something a gallon. I'm sure they can get it cheaper as a government, but just, you know, during budget times, to show cities of the cost effectiveness of converting to organic versus the chemicals. And I don't want that stuff on me, and I sure don't want it on my dogs. And thank you for all your help today.
You bet. I appreciate it. That's a good way to end the show, I guess. Thanks, Jim. Those of you that are Harold, those of you that are holding, like Jim and Dennis, hold on. I will help you before I get out of here. I've enjoyed being with you today. A lot of good questions, kind of fast-moving show, went very quickly, and some good tips today as well. If you want to catch up on some of those tips that you might have missed, the podcast will be up in a short order on our website on dirtdoctor.com and also on Facebook for you. You can go to facebook.com/thedirtdoctor. Make sure you go to the one where I'm in the red shirt. The other one doesn't have all the information in it. In the meantime, go to dirtdoctor.com if you have some questions to be answered. Join our newsletter by simply sending us your email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds. See you later.